Yo, bro, what you're saying, mate?
Yeah, so obviously, yeah. So, boom, back to being in the hot seat and presenting this week after a little absence. How was it? How was it last time?
Yeah, man, it was a lit show with Henry. It was a good, very good show. But yeah, man, hopefully he'll be back doing his own thing in it, man. But yeah, it was a sick show, man. It was actually a sick show. We're supposed to have his co-host on it as well, Luke, but he couldn't make it. But no, it's still a sick show, though.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Yeah, yo, I actually watched. It's, you know, it's funny. We're watching your own show and you're not even on your own show. It's a bit
Yeah,
funny to watch,
well,
but I actually.
I think I felt, bro, when I watched you with Steve and the university team, bro. Man
That
told me,
wasn't
bro.
my. That was that. To be honest, though,
Yeah.
that wasn't even my show, though.
Now I just called me, was like, oh yeah, you know I'm doing a podcast with Steve. And I was like, nah, I didn't even know. The man dropped it. And then we got sent the file, and I thought someone was like trying to mess with our email or something. I was like,
My
what the
hack.
hell is going on? That hack our email. I was like, yeah, but nah, yeah, that was a good show, that man.
Yeah, but that was even my show. That was someone else's show. I don't, you know. You know what? I mean, it's funny because I even obviously when the transcript would get sent, like the footage, I thought that you was hacking into the account. I didn't recognize the name. And every time I tried to send something, we said I was like, "Who's trying to take the stuff."
Nah, I hear you. But yeah, man, before we get into things, but I just wanna have a make a big shout out to one of our guests that's been on the show, man. Ellen, no, not Ellen Mona, she changed her name, bro. All my days.
You know what? I did
Ellie.
ask.
I'm about to say that, man. I need to, God, this is so bad. Ellie Selena, I think. Yeah, Ellie Selena, yeah. Obviously, we know her as Eleanor Ramona, but she changed her name to Selena. So she was on was it Great Britain?
Yeah,
Was
she
it?
was good. Good morning. She was on
Yeah,
Good
she was on
Morning
PNB.
Britain,
Sorry, she was on PNB, yeah.
and also I think she's gone on the BBC now as well today.
Oh yeah, she's on in like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
Bro, you made me miss that, man. I gotta support my girl out here, bro.
she's doing really, shout out to her, actually,
Yeah,
to
no, but basically what she's doing
be.
is she's doing a yeah, Miss Great Britain in it. So I think it's a beauty pageant contest and she's entering this competition this year with no makeup in it. But go watch her interview on GMB. Sick interview. As you said, I think she's got one tonight as well. So I thought I'd have a little shout out for her, man.
Yeah, this
And
one's
I
on the
think hopefully.
BB. So she's on two. So she's on two like two big broadcast platforms. So see, now she was on BBC today, and the other one was on ITV GMB. She's doing really well. Yeah. Right. Let's get a quick one. What have you? So what are you? How have you been recently then as well?
Been ill again, man. Ill again, bro. Like, obviously, like, I was ill like 3 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then over the weekend, woke up Saturday. You know, when you're normally ill, you can feel it coming.
Yeah.
Friday, I was completely fine. Woke up early on Saturday morning, throat was like mashed in it. I was like, oh, I probably just got a dry throat in it. Like, we'll probably be fine when I wake up in the morning. And then woke up like 8 9, mashed. And throughout the day, I just got worse. Like, blocked nose, all that. I was like, please don't tell me I've just recovered from like a cold or flu weather like 3 weeks before. But apart from that, I had a decent weekend, done a bit of crazy golf.
My
So yeah.
sport, my sport, my sport. I
Yeah,
picked up.
I actually thought like I was like, oh, I might not even enjoy myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I was actually quite decent at it. It was fun as well. Like, I've done it before, I haven't done it in so long. But I actually forgot how like enjoyable it was.
Yeah, especially when you're going with like. Sorry, hold on a second. Let me take this. Phone. You know, I see these iPhones, they're a little bit of a con, man. Sometimes you open it doesn't let you swipe up for your face, and sometimes it does. It's
Yeah.
inconsistent. Yeah, crazy golf is that's my sport. Obviously, I played that different results. And I was thinking, you know what, one day like, I would like to have like a crazy golf like business where you just have a different all these different like results somewhere else. Like they're mad. I've been to so many. But yeah, they're honest, they're a lot better. They're not better when you go through like a group of people as well, right? Really, really, really good as well. Like I feel like it's a bit more. I don't know. People are talking about them a bit more, like these crazy golfs. Normal golf, not really my thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Golf is boring. Like, the sport of golf is boring. Like, Tiger Woods and all that, couldn't care less. But if you actually play, like, crazy golf and you go to, like, the driving range, it's actually fun. So
yeah, it's something about
it. It's like cricket as well. Like, I wouldn't watch cricket, but I like playing cricket.
Yeah.
I've played in the past before. It was fun. Food on the weekend. Sorry, go on.
No, do you know what it is? I'm going to say, obviously, before you... I feel like with crazy golf, it's one of them ones where it's like, you've got all these mad complexes. You've got all these, like, crazy, like, holes where you want to get you put something through a house. It might be some, like, roller coaster, like... somewhere, so I thought that's what makes it really like fun. Do you know what I mean? You're not like waiting for ages and ages, and it's interactive, even though like it's kind of like everything's around you very quickly, and you can see different places. You're at one place and you see next there's another one, and you can't wait to get onto that bit. So yeah, it's cool. What were you saying again?
No, what was I saying? I was just saying I had bare food over the week. That's so much food. I need to go on a crash diet, man. So
you took on a what? Crash diet?
Crash diet. I just had to put that in there, so... That's looking a bit thick, mate. Thick, but, no.
Yeah, do you know what it is? It was nice over the weekend, bro. I feel like with September, yeah. It's like... The last decent... Okay-ish weather, man. You, for some reason, you just go crazy with food on the weekend, and then you've got the miserable months ahead.
Yeah, man. It was cold yesterday, and now it's sunny. And then, obviously, we're in the end of September, and then it's going to be dark and gloomy and rainy from October up until, like, March, April. So the depression's coming, mate. What they say in Game of Thrones, man, winter's coming in. So,
yeah,
man. Let's jump into the show, man. Let's jump
into the show. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, so I also want to talk about something to start off with, bro. Right. I don't know about you in it, man, but I've seen some like crazy stuff happening recently, man. Right? I've seen things like, I don't know if you saw, so apparently, to put some context in it, yeah, I'm Just News has posted something. Yeah, they're always posting different, like, they're basically, the news, hence the name, I'm Just News, in it, posting stuff, internet based on Instagram. And like, I come across something and I see, so there was this, like, some boy, he must have got, like, some USB cable, like, stuck in his, like, private areas, and he got rushed to hospital because he was trying to see, experiment to see what happened. Did you see that?
Yeah, someone showed it to me, you know. How? I didn't understand it, because he said he was trying to, like, measure his thing, whatever, you know? But I thought you know, when you're all done and you're young, get the ruler, it's next to it, do you know what I'm saying? But he wanted to go inside the pee hole, like...
Euphoria or something, yeah.
The urethra, bro. How do you do that, bro? Like, how do you actually do that?
Bro, like,
actual cable, bro. How do you, like, thread that in and, like, keep... Oh, bro.
That doesn't even prove the measurements, isn't it? So that's what I was thinking.
He's not doing that for measurements, man. He's doing that because he'll probably be a serial killer when he grows up.
I just saw that. I was like, okay, cool. So common sense would be like, you get a ruler or something. Like, that's what people, that's all the comments are saying. Like, why don't you just get a ruler?
Or a tape measure.
But then you got a USB. I was thinking, where does USB cable come into this, isn't it? And then apparently, what happened is he's now trying to get it out, and he gets.
Wait, what USB cable was it? USB-C, like the thick, little thick one.
I don't know exactly. I can't remember. If you look at it on the Instagram page, if you follow them and you scroll down, you might be able to see it. But
you might be able to fit like a micro USB, but USB-C, I'm not too bro.
Hold on, let me just. Let me just scan that quickly, and let me just see, because I just couldn't believe what, yeah. So he gets a knotted USB cable stuck in during the experiment, and then
it was knotted as well.
Yeah, it got knotted. Look at that, horrible, isn't it? So He ended up needing surgery after getting it stuck in, and he told the doctors it was to measure the length. But his experiment went wrong when it got stuck, and with both ends of the USB left hanging out. Right?
Both ends.
Yeah.
I was doing madness.
Yeah. And then he made several attempts to remove it himself, but that resulted in him urinating a large amount of blood. Sorry for people that are probably eating. Yeah. And he had to. And
I promise. Disclaimer. You need to put a disclaimer in this, man, because this is disgusting.
Yeah. I had to. Bro, like, he had to go to A&E. And hospital. The thing is, this is what's mad, yeah? The hospital staff also failed to pull out the cable using special tools, yeah? Due to the position of the knot. So he must have got in such a position where it was so mad, yeah? Even when they tried to use, like, their specialist equipment, they messed up as well. So, like,
just a shit show, absolutely.
He was transferred to some. He was transferred to University College Hospital of London for further treatment, and he asked to be examined without his parents' permission. His parents being there with him, and confessed to staff that he inserted it to measure his to length out of sexual curiosity, and after an X-ray revealed the exact size and positions of the knot. He was sent to surgery, and then someone could have used a ruler, but okay. I mean, bro, when I see that, it's a disturbing image. Also, I'm sorry for people, but I had to talk about that, bro. What? I mean, like,
how do you know what? How do you think of that?
In it,
because if you want to measure it when you're younger, when you want to measure it, yeah. Why would a USB? He's saying for measure because he wants to actually measure it. Yeah,
yeah. That's what his reason was.
That's true what he's saying, yeah. Wouldn't you just get a ruler or like a tape measure or something? Like, why are you going inside yourself? Oh my god.
Bro, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, bro. Like, when I feel that must be painful, bro.
That's actually making me feel a bit crazy.
Yeah, bro, what? Obviously, your school in it, yeah? We've done stupid things. I'm gonna lie to you. I will explain myself in a minute. What was the most dumbest thing you done at school, bro? Like, that's including primary and secondary school.
Like, you talking like an embarrassing moment or just like,
what's the most stupidest thing you done while being like, when you was at primary school, secondary school, like what something dumb you just done to yourself? Because I've done a few dumb things, both primary and secondary.
I know, trust me.
Yeah, I'll explain in a minute.
In terms of secondary school, I know you done a lot.
What was the dumbest thing you done though, bro?
Dumbest thing I done.
That's like madness.
Oh yeah, I kicked felt stupid, man. I can't remember why I done it. You know the doors in a like, school hallway or something?
Yeah.
Hallway. I've got like glass in the middle. I booted it. I was angry and I booted it. My foot actually got stuck.
That secondary?
Yeah.
Yeah. That
the guy had to like help me get out. And then all the kids came out of the class. It was mad. So yeah.
What year was that?
10, 11,
yeah, 11. Yeah, I didn't even know about that still. Yeah, is there anything else?
No.
The thing about that though, yeah, you see what I mean? It was stupid, but it wasn't stupid because it's like that was in response to like an emotion you was feeling at the time, innit? Mm. And you just lashed out. So anyone's like kicked a chair or something like that. But it's one of them ones where, I don't know, you know them ones where you're angry, you do something, and the result, it's like the anger, you're angry, but you're not angry anymore, because now it's like, it's just peak now.
You know what, in primary school, I'm trying to think, what was that back in the day when you done that to someone's arm, Chinese twist?
Chinese burns. Yeah.
So I think I gave that to a teacher in primary school or something. I just grabbed the arm and went like,
I
can't remember, man.
What happened after that when you did that?
I can't remember. It was like a, my nan or a teacher. I think I just grabbed someone's arm and gave him Chinese burn or whatever.
Bro, yeah.
That's like, what are you? Like, let's go. Your ones are more entertaining. Let's go into
of course, yeah, but because, bro, I'll say to you, yeah, the mad things in primary school I'd done, yeah, when I was six, like, you know, when you're on the playground, innit?
Yeah.
Did your playground have like, your playground was concrete, had like, you know, little stones in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I don't know why I was there. I was 6 years old. I was probably in year one at the time. Yeah. Year one or year two. I think it was year one. And then like, there's all these kids, they must have been like throwing like stones and rocks, stones in it. And for some reason, I witnessed that in it. And for some random reason, a stone was thrown, it fell near the floor and I was near there. And it's not that I just copied them and started throwing stones as well. I just picked it up and just put it in my ear. Yeah, man.
Do you know what? That's so stupid, bro. Because I know what you've done. I thought you were going to say something even more mad than that.
Yeah, no, there's another one. I was going to that one, innit? Yeah. So basically, I did that. And I think, because I don't know why, I did it, I thought about it, and I must have like self-snitched, didn't it? I must have went to the teacher and said, I told him what I'd done. I told one of the teaching assistants, I must have stoned in my ear, innit? But I don't think that they were, they took it seriously for some reason, innit? At the time, innit? They didn't take it seriously, but I must have told one that I did it. Next thing you know, like later in the day, I think it was like after school club, innit? And I think I must have self-snitched again and told someone else at after school for this time, innit? So this is like after school, what I'd done. And then But so basically what happens is like my mom's driving me, innit, to pick up my younger brother at the time, innit? He's getting like looked after by like a nanny, innit? So she's picking me up in the car to drive from this after school club to go and pick him up. He's like how old is he? He'd been like probably like 1.5, going on to be 2. I also told my mom in the back of the car. I told her so casually, like it was nothing. I was like, oh, yeah, mom, I done something. Innit? There's a stone in my ear. And I was like, who did it? I was like, I did it. Just like that. Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, bro. No, but
when you say you put in your ear, like it actually went into your ear.
Yeah, like, bro. I must have picked up and put it into the ear. Yeah. Next thing you know, next morning, went to the doctor, had to go to the doctors. He had to have a look at it. He found it. He misused a special tool instrument to get it out, innit? And when it came out, it didn't even look like how it came in. It looked like completely different. I was like, what the hell? It didn't even look like a stone.
Do you know what? There's worse things that's happened. And we spoke about it like 2 minutes before, so it's
fine. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But the thing is though, like, so I've done that, like, and obviously I just did it just to see what would happen, innit? It. But fortunately, yeah, I got it taken out within a certain time, and it was all cool because I could have been permanently deaf, innit, in one of my ears. Yeah, if do you know what I mean? So I was lucky. But that's what I'm trying to say. I done that. What else did I do? So this wasn't even about me. But another time, there must have been a girl like in primary school, innit? And you know, like kids, they have all kinds of imaginative like thoughts. For some reason, I don't even know where I got this from. You know, like a pencil, innit? But you know how like pencils are dangerous because it's got lead.
Yeah.
What happens was I must have been next to some girl in my primary school in a class. Man, just like put the pen in her arm, pencil in her arm, because I think I'm giving her an injection, innit?
Yo.
You know what I mean?
Oh, silly, man.
You got to understand, dude.
These sound, what you're doing there sounded very, like, curious. Like, you want to know exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I mention my stuff, I done, now that it's come to memory, I've done more, but if I say it now, like, you know, this PC culture we live in, I might get cancelled, innit?
Is it that mad?
You know what these...
No, but you're saying it's something you've done, more than something you said. Is it actually mad?
No, I don't know how people, fam.
Okay, cool.
I'm not like we get mad views in it, but you never know, innit?
Yeah. Yeah.
What you're in terms of what you're saying, if you want to see, if I do this, what comes out of that? Like, what?
Yeah.
What's if I go like that to this girl, stick lead in her arm, I want to see what happens. But my ones are more like, I know what I'm doing. I know that, I kind of know the outcome. I'm just being stupid, innit? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing is, though, so obviously the ear thing, that was stupid.
Are you, I can tell, fam, even today, when you ask bare questions, fam, like, oh, stupid, silly questions, you already know the answer to them. Like, I can tell you was a very, very curious child.
Bro, like, yeah, I was curious. But like, bro, it's like a lot of people done. Like, the thing is, though, this guy, bro, he's 15 years old. You got to remember, I'm 6 or 7. I'm just doing these things. Man's 15. Like, even if I was to do something like that, yeah, young, it would be a ruler at best. Man got a USB cable and then done like something. Like, man, I was thinking, you must surely know, like, sorry, not. Well, I was thinking, what are you doing, bro? Because you know what I mean? There's a difference. Like, you're 15, like, bro, you're like, you're even like year 10 or like 11.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Obviously, if you compare that to like 6 year old, you're way more developed by that.
You know what I mean?
But you know what, bro? But you know what, bro? When you're 15, you can still make stupid decisions, man. Just look at, you know, recent news.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look at Shemaine Mbega, bro. Like, that was a sick segue, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We need to talk on that. Yeah, go on, explain. We need to talk about that, actually.
Bro, this jihadi bride, yeah, wants to come back to my land, my shores, my country, fam. Yeah. It's so boring, man. Like, this her.
Mm.
Like, it's been in and out of the news for like the past 3 years now, three and a half years, yeah. And it's like, what? You're not gonna come back. You've been stripped of British citizenship.
Yeah.
You're not coming back. You're of no use. Yeah. You're a threat to our country. So why are we gonna allow you back in? If we're gonna allow you back in, then obviously you're gonna be tried, isn't it? You're gonna go to court and all that. But I wouldn't even waste my time. I wouldn't even waste taxpayers' money with that.
So yeah. Hold on, so yeah, there's also a conversation needs to be had in it. So let's break this down. So obviously, the reason why this is now resurfaced because she was like only a few days ago, she's on GMB, Good Morning Britain, and she's now
21 now. This was 6 years ago, by the way. But
yeah, so she was 15 at the time. So obviously, I know I can't assume everyone knows about it, but let me just give a little brief anyway. So she's 15 years of age at the time in 2015. And she goes, she's from here as well. So she's from the UK and right. So she's British born. And like, I think her parents are they Bangladesh?
Yeah, Bangladesh. Yeah.
Bangladesh. So she's got Bengali in her, right?
Yeah.
Bangladesh. But she's British born. So she's born in a Western society. She goes with two other females abroad to join ISIS, and those two other females have since been killed in the process. Obviously, she's the only one that's not been killed. And this is happening 6 years ago now. She's joined ISIS. They're doing their atrocities. She was in Syria and everything, and like so. Obviously, I watched the little interview recently. She's no longer got the hijab on. She's no longer she's dressed completely different to what she looked like before. She's wearing a baseball cap. And she's basically saying I made a mistake. I apologize. I was 15 at the time. Can I get another chance? I'll help. I'll even help fight terrorism. And I'd rather die than join back ISIS again. Like, I don't really want to be part of it anymore. And since then, I think she's had a son as well, born there as well.
She's had three kids. Mm. I think two of them died from malnutrition, and one of them died due to a lung infection.
Oh, is it three? Is it three kids she's had then?
Yeah, I think the two previous kids, the first two borns were they died only a couple months old, and then I think her more recent one died at 1 year old, due to a lung infection. I think she mentioned. So it's like, kind of look after your damn kids, man. Like,
No, but it's not as simple. We don't know the reasons in and outs of that, though.
Yeah, we don't.
No, but look, let's get serious about this. So, like, at the end of the day, man, like, that's the whole point, right? Like, she's do should we? You said like 15-year-olds make mistakes, right, and all that kind of stuff. Like, as we established, do you? She's claiming she's been radicalized, right, as a 15-year-old. She says in the interview, like, I watched it back, and there's some parts, I'm not gonna lie, they're hard to believe 100%. There's some things that's hard to believe, but she's saying, I'm just going down there to like live an quote unquote like Islamic could be a good Islamic woman, and that if I stayed here, that I've been told that my family are just gonna stop me from being a good Islamic woman and citizen. And they're only going to hold me back, and that was my reason for initially joining. I didn't join in there to do bombs and like all this like mass murdering and that kind of stuff. That's not what my intention was to go there for. And that, like, so what I went there for originally wasn't actually the purpose of what actually happened. And she's saying that she's sorry and all that kind of stuff. So you watched that interview. What's your actual take on it? Is there anything that where you like, sympathize in any area, or like, anything that you're not convinced by or convinced by? Like, what's your like stance on that?
My stance is that if that is the case,
Yeah.
what she's saying, if her intentions were that and she's telling the truth, I can have some type of empathy, sympathy towards that, yeah. But the fact that you're joining a terrorist organization,
Yeah.
the risk for that is just far too dangerous. Like, these men, if you know what how they get down, these men are like the demons of hell. Like, these are the most evil people, and you're associated with them. So for me, the risk is too high. Yeah. And even the way she comes across in the interview, she said in the interview that she can help Boris Johnson counter
Yeah.
terrorism. But when she was speaking, she was like, "You clearly do not know what you're doing." I'm like, "You're begging to come back to the UK, but you're kind of like dissing Boris at the same time. Like, you're begging Boris to allow you back in, but you're like, you clearly don't know what you're doing." I'm just like, "Is this girl just, is she okay?" Like, I'll be on my knees begging, and the fact
She,
that.
but it's not as, it's not as, you know what it is? There's a lot of things around this story. It's not,
When people
thing
need
is
your.
though, the thing is what's happened. So since it's not just like she's come there in 2015 and she was come back in 2021, there's been things that happened in between. We've
Yeah,
had
exactly. You know what I mean?
Manchester Arena bombings, where
Yeah.
like she's, so apparently, I didn't see this bit, but apparently she said something like, she was said to of like, I don't know, said this felt no type of way about it or something, and it's like it infuriated people that have lost their loved ones in that devastating attack and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So in between that, you're still moving mad. You had certain type of ways of thinking, like you said something about it was justified or something like that. So it's not like you've like regretted it for 6 years. It's like you've kind of like as all these horrible things was happening, you was like, yeah, saying, yeah. I remember one time, someone said, she said that something about she was unfazed about seeing people's being decapitated, like their heads have been cut off.
Like, desensitized to it,
Yeah. So,
but
but now,
if that's the case, if she's been radicalized, yeah,
yeah.
how do you un-radicalize someone, if that's a word? Like, you've been there for 6 years, you've experienced these things, you've seen these things, you've lived among terror. She's been with an ISIS soldier. Obviously, she's had kids and all that, so it's like you're too deep in the shit now. So you want to come back to the UK, but what do you want to come back to the UK for? To help Boris Johnson? Not with that attitude. So if you come back to the UK, it's over with that. You're going to be in prison. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
that's
And
the
then
thing.
she can't go back to Bangladesh, even though she's Bengali. She can't go back to Bangladesh because they said they'll execute her on site.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
No,
Yeah.
but yeah, what my understanding was from they're saying that we don't claim her either. So what it
Yeah,
is that she's
that's
not
fair.
just because
They don't, yeah, they don't claim, they like, I think she said she does have a citizenship, but if you're Bangladesh, I'm like, she wasn't born in Bangladesh. She,
exactly.
um,
That's why they
she's
say.
exactly, like, we don't claim her. And if
That's
she's,
the
if she touches our shores, we're gonna, we're gonna execute her.
yeah. So she's saying. So she's basically saying that. So apparently, what has been said is the people in from Bangladesh are saying, no, she's not our problem. Just because she's got parents that are from there doesn't mean that she's like Bangladesh citizen. You're a UK citizen, so really and truly, and that's actually true. Do you know what I mean? Actually from here. So in fact, it's actually our problem because she's a UK British citizen. She's born in this country. She's a product of this country.
But now she's been stripped of it. So she's technically, she's stateless right now. She don't belong to no nation right now.
But then apparently that comes under like, it's illegal for you to say that you're not like from anywhere specifically. There's a whole thing apparently that's what's being talked about. Because here's the thing. So obviously we can understand why people in this country like have do not like this woman, do not want her anywhere near this soul and everything. But can we argue that we are putting our emotion into it and not thinking exactly though, have we actually got all these, do you know what I mean? It's like I understand it, but
I don't think it's emotion.
There is emotion
is involved, but it's justified emotion, and I still think there's a lot of critical thinking into it because, like I said, it's what she is associating herself with. It's not like ISIS, man. Do you know IRS, the IRA?
Yeah.
They're that on steroids, bro. Like you thought the IRA were bad. They're that on steroids, yeah. You're associating yourself with that, yeah. What would you expect, man? Like, what do you actually expect?
Bro, like I said to you, I feel like, so me personally, bro, I feel like, of course, bro, it is very risky to bring you.
You're too much of a greater risk and it's worth it as well.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, you're...
In terms of her intel,
yeah,
like trust her. Is she actually going to give Boris Johnson solid intel on? Oh, yeah, here's their next move. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is though, like you, so obviously, like she. The thing is though, I don't think enough people know about this. So I found out apparently, her school, messed up big time as well. So basically, what happened is she was at school, obviously at school age, she's 15, but. They were dumb. So apparently they done something stupid. Like they must have sent a letter. They must have wrote a letter for her to give to her parents when she was being like brainwashed into doing many things. But the reason why that's stupid, like if you think about it, if you're at school and you're doing something not right, and a teacher gives you a letter, says, here, Callum. Go and tell your mum and dad. Go and give this to your mum and dad about what you're doing. Are you gonna go and give them a letter? Or are you gonna try and just screw it up and then throw it away somewhere and dispose of it?
Yeah.
Why is it? Do you know what I mean? If you're gonna do something extreme as that, why did you not call the parents in to say, "Look, come in. We need to have an urgent, serious conversation, discussion about your daughter's current affair."
That's where the problem lies. Is how was she infiltrated? How did she get radicalized? How these people have access to her? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was it through online? Was it through through the mosque or something? Like, how did these people get to her, fam? You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to try to prevent. So there's no other Shamima Begums in it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because if anything, and this is right. Listen, I would personally be worried if she came to this country. I'm not gonna sit there, but I'm trying to have like a more trying to have a bit more of an objective trying conversation here about this. It's like, shouldn't she come back to the country and then be trialed though for like the crimes you did though? Do you know what I mean? Because you're from here. It's not more a fact about second chance. It's more about the fact that you've done a horrific crime. You're a citizen from this country. You need to be put in prison.
She committed an act of treason, basically. It's treason. Mm. You know what I'm sold? It's treason, then. You get back. No, you betrayed the nation, innit? So
yeah, but that's the thing. You've done a crime, so you shouldn't be on trial here. Because at the end of the day, it's not like you can't just say, all right, cool, another country, take her. It's your problem. It doesn't really work like that. It was like, well, no, she's not from here. What do you mean it's our problem? You can't just force another problem on someone else and say, you just have them. They're like, well, no.
I don't even trust the UK. When she comes in, if she were to ever come back to the country, I don't even trust the UK government or the police force, whatever, to deal with her and all that. Look what happened in Streatham, exactly, yeah? About our ends in it, yeah? Well, my ends, yeah? The guy, they were tracking him and all that.
Yeah.
And went into a hot ball, these knives and whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
And, you know, the madness happened that day. And you're still under
surveillance.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not that I don't trust her. I don't trust us as well. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, bro. I know what you mean because this I understand where you're coming
from.
It's
like, do you know what, man? It's like, you're better off. Mad that I'm actually saying this, fam. Yeah. But she's like a bomb, yeah, that's about to explode, yeah. But just keep it far away as possible. It's like a ticking time bomb, bro. Like, I don't want it close to me, man. Yeah? If you're going to explode, explode all the way over there. Don't explode near me.
Yeah, but the whole point, but do you think, though, this, are we actually doing, the thing is, this strip of citizenship, though, there's queries about if we actually win our rights to do that, really, as well. Because the fact that the government
is against human rights to do that.
Yeah, so the fact that a government can just like cherry pick and decide who they strip, that's another conversation for another day, but suspect in itself.
Yeah, you have to do something mad to do that, though. Like, because she's basically free game, man. Because if someone, let's say she was here and if someone in some UK was to do something to her, would they be charged for that crime? Because technically she's stateless. She don't have no human rights, no?
Well, she does.
So therefore, she counts as a human. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just talking what's in it, but like,
no. But the thing is, though, so obviously
she's free game right now. Like, she's free game.
In that, the thing, when I was watching that clearly, the only thing I was quite curious, she kept saying, and because Susanna Reid was one of the people that was like interviewing her in it, like on there, and I agreed. It's like, with all these questions, she's being quizzed, isn't it? Yeah. Because obviously the guy was asking a lot of questions, and rightly so, yeah? So he's trying to really try and get to the nitty-gritty, in it. But then a lot of times she kept saying throughout, I didn't know. I didn't know this. I don't know. I'm like, did you not know anything, for real?
There's some strong, because Richard Mendy pulled up on that. There's some strong allegations against her that she knew that she's done this, or she's seen this, or she knows this. Yeah. And she's denying them. I'm just like,
because she's trying to say that.
Even if you're telling the truth, man, like, I still don't trust you, man.
Yeah, but that's not there. But that thing is, though, like, so she's trying to say, look, so she's claiming a lot of ignorance at the time, in it. Respectively, she's trying to claim a lot of ignorance.
Yeah.
Now, this end of the day, right? You want to come in? We're saying, like, on an interview, like, oh, but the thing is, though, ISIS have lost now, innit? So of course you would say that you want to come back, because they're not. If they were still winning their evilness and wickedness, yeah, would you be saying you want to come back? It's like, now that they lost, it's like, oh, can I come back now? But it's like, so she's saying that she's 15 years old. I made a mistake. And by the way, if she was to come back and be put on trial, unfortunately, we have to go by the law. We can't do it out of emotions. We have to try as a 15-year-old and not as a 22-year-old. Girl, we can't. You have to try as a 15.
No, I'm sorry, man. I'm 15, man. You're developed, man. You know right from wrong. Like,
no, but it doesn't matter. It don't matter. Because any other crime, there's age categories of when you can be tried to an extent of certain things when you've done it at the time. We can't, you know what I mean? That's why you have to do it like that. But
like, this whole, like, I was 15 and I done this mistake, like, a lot of 15-year-olds do a mistake. Look at my man, such as USB leads in his pee hole and all that, yeah?
Yeah.
You fleeing the country, ripping up your UK passport. Technically, she stripped her own citizenship because she ripped up her own UK passport, yeah? If I'm correct, yeah? You flee the country, you go through you want to enter Syria through the Turkish border.
Yeah.
That don't sound like a mistake to me. That sounds like a process, man. You know what I'm saying? That sounds like you thought that out, man. Like, you made your bed lying.
Hold on a second. Let me coming back.
Wow, look at this. How unprofessional. Man just slapped his laptop on his sofa.
I'm filming for a minute. Hold on.
Ridiculous. Oh, I thought someone came in.
What are you talking about, man? I had to turn the light on. You were getting dark.
Still unprofessional, man. Look, I've got the lighting patterned here, man.
Yeah, but the light was different at the time. It didn't make sense at the time. It's all calm now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's dark. I'm just close. It's actually getting dark early.
Yeah, it is. It's coming up to like end of like...
Unset, yeah.
So it's starting to get darker. But he started doing that for a while now. Anyway, what was we saying? Yeah, she... But the thing is, she's going to say, well, she'll say that it was a mistake because I was being brainwashed by this ideology that I've got to be doing these things. And because when religion's concerned, it's like a lot of the time, you know, when people say, oh, respect everyone's beliefs, yeah, whether you view them or not, it's like, yeah. Who you to say to someone else? I'm not defending her, by the way. I'm just saying, when she's identifying with what she thought was a good thing according to what she was being fed in her words, isn't it? And then a lot of religions, even people that are law-abiding citizens that are good people, someone's beliefs will vary from another person's, isn't it? Yeah. I know you're saying the best analogy, isn't it? But some people will say, look, I don't eat like red meat for something. And they're a good person, and someone that is a good person will do. And then someone will be like, well, I don't see why it's a big deal if you do this. And someone will say, oh, well, I drink, but I choose not to drink. That's wrong. And it's like, no one's really in their right to say, oh, but you're wrong for drinking because you should, you know what I mean? You shouldn't be doing that. We have to respect that. So she can try and say, well, I'm doing what I thought is what religion was supposed to be, kind of thing.
She's conflating this ideology with Islam, which is not the case. That's not what Islam is about. So
no, I know that. I'm saying she's
I know that. I'm just want to make it clear for like audience or whatever. So like, obviously
the reason why I'm saying is because she that was one of her reasoning. She was trying to reference Islamic woman. That's what I thought I was supposed to be doing according to the people that were getting into my psyche.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's like I said, with her, the risk is too high. So that's why it's this whole hoo-ha. But that's why it's been dragging on for 3 years.
But the thing is, like, let's say, for example, though, like she used to come here. So she's trying to say, look, but she's trying to say, listen, no. Like I'm not that person anymore. Like I've grown since then, and 15 year olds have developed since. Like you're not the same person you was at 15 years old. You know, you're 23, are you? Yeah, and like a lot of people. So she's saying that at the time I was 15, I had to go through all this to see that like, I've done a lot wrong, and I wanna. You can't undo the things you've done, but like I wanna like. I'd have a chance to like you know live a decent honest life in a country that I'm actually from, and anything because and like I don't want no part of this stuff. I'd rather be dead than join by still be around these people and everything. And these are the steps I'm making on a day to day basis to like rectify all this stuff, innit? Kind of stuff, but. Back here, we're worried that we're thinking. Well, she's trying to say, "Well, there's no enough. You should." She can't be stupid enough to expect us not to be worried. But she'll say at the same time, "Well, if I'm not got associations with those people anymore, I'm not. There's no reason for me to think that, which is still stupid, that I'm gonna do a terrorist attack." And she's saying the reports, which you have said, or she denies, is like. Are people trying to like discredit her character even more to say that he was doing this when I wasn't and like making her worse than what she was bad for what she done in it, yeah, but like worse, even more worse than what she was doing, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she deserves a second, and she thinks she should get another chance. Like a lot of people, you know the ones, it's like
we done a poll on our Instagram, innit? And I think the majority said no.
Yeah, the majority have said no.
I think a couple said yeah, and so at the end of the day, she made her bed, lying in. Tough. Like, things happen in life, man. Like I said, man, I don't trust her. I don't trust even the government. and all that, to like, if she comes here, to like keep an eye on her and all that, even the trial. I don't trust it.
That's the thing. But the thing is, though, because I feel like, and I'm gonna be honest here, I'm not saying that she should say, oh yeah, bring it back. Nah, man, I'm skeptical as well, wouldn't I? And I'll be personally with myself, innit? But what I'm gonna say is, though, you gotta remember, I feel like this example has been blurted out too much. So like, it looks, we can appear that we, and because remember, she's female as well. So like it does stand out more. More terrorists that we tend to know of will be like you know, flipping men. But because she's a female, it's like, are we making more of an example for specifically? Because we've got terrorists in like locked up in this country, bro. And then they're locked up, they're from here, they're in jail, and some of them they've been released. What are they gonna do? Do their madness, isn't it? So it's not like if she came here, she'll be like, oh, walking in the streets, setting up, returning to your previous life from 6 years ago, prior to you leaving in the first place, there's gonna be consequences. You're gonna have to spend time behind bars.
If that's the case, then why not just do that? Then? Why is this whole? I think this is what I was about to say when you cut me off here. This whole PR thing, this whole, even her, like, and even Richard Mendy pulled up on this, like, the whole outfit's changed. Like, why are you trying to westernize yourself? Like, we're never gonna F with you like that. We're never gonna empathize with you. We're never gonna sing. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. The whole, you need to do a poll on the whole nation about this whole Shemaima Begum situation, man. I'm telling you, 98% of the country don't want her back for whatever reason. Even if it was for her to be trialed and whatever, and all that, or even give her a second chance, you don't want her back.
Do you know?
I'm just bored of it because she's gonna pop up in the news a year later. And then the year after that, and then the year after that, and it's like, then you're gonna find out, she'd be shot dead in Syria or something like that. Right. And then there's gonna be a whole thing about that. Oh, we should have took her in. We should have. We failed the 15. Oh, bro,
you know what? I'll say you're gonna wrap this up in a minute. Yeah. But the one thing I will say about this, one thing I will say about that though is like, what am I trying to thought again? This country. Yeah. If we were to let her back and the matter was happening, It will be people say it's unforgivable that you let them back in the first place, isn't it? And
especially under Boris, he's got too much on his hands.
It's like, but also like, and that we can't risk another life. But also at the same time, there's also, you're right, people resurface. I heard the other day like Katie McCann, so Madeleine McCann's mum, has returned to being a doctor again in Leicester.
Yeah, I saw that today.
I'm like, raw. Oh.
That's a whole, that is, that, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a one big, huge conspiracy episode. That's going to be involved in there as well.
Yeah, we might talk to someone else as well about that as well.
Have you seen the Netflix documentary for that?
Man, of course. Yeah. It's like,
very, the whole thing, it's just shady. I don't want to say anything. It's just shady, in it.
Yeah.
But that is a story in itself.
Yeah. All right. What are we saying? What are we doing for time? That's up, in it.
Yeah. Sorry?
What are we doing for time? Is time ticking on, in it?
Yeah, no. We'll wrap it up.
Right, cool. Yeah. So that was our point today, in it. So obviously, like, yeah. So it was stupid. It was stupid stuff. Obviously, you see my story, your story of dumb things, and you had another extreme.
There's more dumb things. What do you do in secondary school? Man? You're not going to that.
Obviously, I'm presenting a show, innit? Yeah, so I'm going to say something, innit? The thing is, the primary school ones was worse. The one I do remember in secondary school is like I must have cut my hair with scissors. Yeah.
No, not that one. No, not even that one. I was talking like year 11.
I don't mean some snake. Like, hey, yeah, come on, you
no,
can't.
No, not that one. No, talking about the it was taking like end of year photos. It was our last year, and the flash came on, and that's calm. I'm sure you can say it. I'm not saying the other stuff.
I genuinely don't remember. I don't genuinely not remember that.
Oh, you know my man fainted and all that.
Yeah.
And you said say, and then everyone was like,
really? You know what? I remember someone person fighting, but I don't remember me saying it.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, thanks for listening. I talked about that off camera, innit? Yeah, because Jimmy don't remember, innit? But yeah, we'll wrap up and we'll see you guys like next week or something. Thanks for tuning in.